DeepEnglish.com. Sinking Ships and Breaking Walks. Fluency Booster. Part C. Shang Yu was a general in the Chu army in the 2nd century BC. Like Cortez, he was not a peaceful man. Who was Shang Yu? Shang Yu was a general in the Chu army. When did he live? He lived in the 2nd century BC. Were Shang Yu and Cortez peaceful men? No, they were not peaceful men. In fact, Shang Yu rose to power by killing his boss. How did Shang Yu rise to power? Shang Yu rose to power by killing his boss. The army of Chu was at war with the army of Qin. Who was the army of Chu fighting with? The army of Chu was fighting with the army of Qin. Shang Yu wanted to attack, but his boss, Sung Yi, wanted to wait. Did Sung Yi want to attack? No, Sung Yi didn't want to attack. He wanted to wait. Shang Yu was impatient. He pulled out his sword and chopped Sung Yi's head off. Was Shang Yu patient? No, Shang Yu wasn't patient. Shang Yu was impatient. What did Shang Yu do? He pulled out his sword and chopped Sung Yi's head off. With Sung Yi dead, Shang Yu became the top general of the Chu army. He had only 30,000 soldiers against the Qin army of 400,000 soldiers. How big was the Chu army? The Chu army had 30,000 soldiers. How big was the Qin army? The Qin army had 400,000 soldiers. This didn't scare Shang Yu. His belief in success was strong. Was Shang Yu scared? No, Shang Yu wasn't scared. Did he believe he could win? Yes, his belief in success was strong. He ordered his soldiers to cross the Yellow River and head towards the much larger Qin army. After they crossed the river, he ordered his men to destroy the boats. What river did they cross? They crossed the Yellow River. What did they do after they crossed the river? After they crossed the river, they destroyed the boats. Just like Cortez, Shang Yu wanted his men to focus on success and not accept failure. Why did he order his men to destroy the boats? He ordered his men to destroy the boats because he wanted them to focus on success and not accept failure. Without boats, his soldiers could not run. His men would fight and win or die. What were the choices? They would fight and win or die. There were no other options. Were there other choices? No, there were no other choices. There were no other options. It was not an easy war, and there were many battles. At one point, Shang Yu again began to worry about his men running away. Was it an easy war? No, it wasn't an easy war. What was Shang Yu worried about? Shang Yu was worried about his men running away. He ordered his soldiers to destroy their cooking tools and only carry enough food for 3 days. What did the soldiers destroy? The soldiers destroyed their cooking tools. How much food could they carry? They could carry enough food for 3 days. Again, he gave his soldiers no other choice but success. Did he want his soldiers to have many choices? No, he didn't want them to have many choices. He wanted them to have no other choice but success. With only 3 days of food, the only way to survive was to fight the enemy and take his food. It was success or death. What was the only way to survive? The only way to survive was to fight the enemy and take his food. Shang Yu and his soldiers defeated the much larger Qin army. In the end, 200,000 Qin soldiers surrendered to Shang Yu, but he was not a forgiving man. He soon killed them all by burying them alive. How many Qin soldiers surrendered? Two 200,000 soldiers surrendered. How did he kill the Qin soldiers? He killed them by burying them alive. How many did he kill? 200,000. Shang Yu and Cortez were not heroes, and they certainly were not men of peace. But they were men of conviction. They both faced incredible challenges without fear or doubt. Were they men of peace? No, they weren't men of peace. Were they men of conviction or men of doubt? They were men of conviction. Most men would give up and think that it was impossible to succeed. But Cortez and Shang Yu did the opposite. They believed in success and made it impossible to give up. What did they believe in? They believed in success. What did they make impossible? They made it impossible to give up. These men were responsible for the tragic deaths of thousands, but they have a lot to teach about the power of belief and about not accepting failure. What were these men responsible for? They were responsible for the tragic death of thousands. Did they believe in the power of belief? Yes, they believed in the power of belief. Did they accept failure? No, they didn't accept failure. How can this attitude be applied to challenges in your life? The English word decision comes from the Latin word decisio, which means to cut off. What does decisio mean in Latin? Decisio means to cut off in Latin. Shang Yu cut off all other options when he decided to fight. When he sunk his ships and broke his walks, he was cutting off all options except success. What did Shang Yu cut off? He cut off all other options except success. How did Shang Yu cut off all options? He cut off all options by sinking his ships and breaking his walks. Think about the challenges and goals in your life. What ships can you sink? What walks can you break? How can you make success your only option?